Republicans in the U.S. House voted to rescind millions of dollars in additional funding for the Internal Revenue Service. The money was included in the Inflation Reduction Act Congress passed in 2022. The GOP bill is not expected to pass the Senate, and even if it did, President Biden would likely veto it. Luis Garcia works for the IRS office in Detroit. He says the agency has already used the money to upgrade outdated technology and improve customer service.
We've already hired, I believe it's over 5,000 customer service representatives. So, you know, for several years, we've simply been using a static budget that's been pretty much the same for 12 years. And as, you know, costs of salaries and rents and things go up, we have that same budget. So we were losing quite a few people. Now with this additional money, we're able to get people at least close to the kind of service that they deserve from the IRS.
And that means being able to process returns more efficiently and more quickly, I would think.
That, but also keep in mind the backlog of return processing has a lot to do with the fact that COVID hit. You know, we operate in all 50 states, and we have processing facilities spread out throughout the country, and they had to operate under the health protocols of each state. So there were some places where, you know, people could not physically go in, or that one person would go in, unload, move out of the way, and another person wouldn't. So it was, you know, very, very time consuming, as it already is because when you do any kind of manual processing. Which is why we always encourage people to file electronically and ask for a direct deposit.
Well, since you brought it up, Americans are getting ready to file their income taxes, and the IRS now offers free filing for many taxpayers. Who qualifies for free file, and how does it work?
Well, there's two types of free file. A free file, the what most people think of free file, which is free tax filing software through the IRS. If you make less than $73,000 a year, 70% of all taxpayers make less than 73. So you qualify. If you're 7 out of 10, you qualify for it. And it is a partnership between the IRS and 7 different software companies. So these software companies, like the kind that you see advertised on TV, you simply put your information in. It does all the processing. It does all the, you know, it gives you all the credits, deductions, everything that you have coming your way, does it electronically, and files it. If you're like most people in Michigan, you're going to get a refund. You get that refund very quickly. If you make over $73,000 a year, you can use the free fillable forms, and it's an online format that you simply fill out. But you would need to know which forms you need. It doesn't do all the work for you like the free software does with free file. But here's the key, and this is something that we find again and again, and it really didn't hit home until my own daughter tripped up on it. And what do you do when somebody says, hey, you know, you've got this this item, or you got something that I want you to look up? You put it into a search engine. So that's exactly what she did. That's what exactly most people do, is they will put into a search engine free file. You will not end up at the IRS website. And if you don't end up at the IRS website, you will start a software program that at the end will charge you. The only way you are guaranteed free file software is you must first start at irs.gov, click on free file, pick out which software company you want to go with, and then start the process. If you start anywhere else, you are going to pay for that software. Free file is only free through irs.gov.
If someone chooses to prepare their taxes for them rather than doing it themselves, how do they pick the right one?
There's lots of great tax preparers out there, lots of different categories. You have tax attorneys, you have CPAs, you have enrolled agents, and people who've, you know, taken the appropriate number of professional education credits to prepare taxes. But you want to do your homework. You want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who's going to be around after tax season. You want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who has been around and hasn't just, you know, popped up and may disappear after filing season, which in which case they may have stolen your identity, stolen your refund, fraudulently filed taxes for you. So make sure that you do your homework and you're dealing with somebody who is legitimate. Check them out through the Better Business Bureau. And we also have on IRS.gov a return prepare directory. You can put their information in there and see if they pop up. That means they are registered with the IRS. Remember, don't sign a blank tax return. If somebody prepares your taxes and you pay them for it, they have to sign it. and they have to put their prepare tax identification number, which you can look up. If you sign a return, you are responsible for it. Doesn't matter who prepared it for you. You're the one that's responsible. So make sure you look it over. If it says you've got, you know, if it's putting your dog and your cat down as dependents, maybe that's a red flag. You don't want to go with these guys. You want to make sure that you're doing looking. I know it's not the easiest thing to do to look over your taxes, anybody's taxes, but you want to take the time, look it over, make sure that the numbers are correct, and don't double or triple, but quadruple check where you're going to get your direct deposit, because we're going to send your refund to the account you tell us to, whether it's yours or not. It's just numbers. So make sure those numbers are correct.
Refunds might be a little lower this year, as I understand. Why is that?
Well, a lot of the pandemic era tax relief has expired. So no more recovery rebate credit, which had to do with the stimulus payments. No additional child tax credit, the augmented child tax credit, augmented earned income tax credit, child care credit, things that were expanded to help people out during the pandemic have expired, and they've gone back down to the levels of pre-pandemic. So you may have gotten an additional couple extra $1,000 in your what was normally maybe $1,200, $3,000 or something like that. And then you got a bunch more for the past couple of years. Well, a lot of that had to do with COVID relief that had passed, and now that's expired. So we're going back to the way it was.
Anything you want to add, Luis?
Be careful with scammers. Make sure that you're on the lookout for anybody who calls you out of the blue, asking for immediate payment, threatening you, saying that they're with the IRS. The thing is, the IRS may call you. It's very, very rare. But we may call you. And when we do, we're not going to threaten you. We're not going to tell you that you're going to jail or foreclosing your home. We're not going to tell you you have to pay immediately. And we're never going to tell you you have to pay with a particular payment method. You decide how you want to pay. But we don't accept gift cards. So take that. That's important.